Thank you, Chair. The MPT plays a vital role in facilitating access to the peaceful uses of nuclear technologies in a safe, secure, and safeguarded manner. These technologies contribute to addressing some of the biggest challenges facing the world, including delivering the SDGs, tackling the climate crisis, and achieving net zero. Sharing and expanding access to peaceful nuclear technologies has never been more important. Chair, public confidence in the safe, secure, and peaceful use of nuclear technologies is an essential component in their deployment. The actions of one state party are undermining this confidence. The UK remains gravely concerned about the implications for safety, security, and safeguards of Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine and its continued presence at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. In his most recent report on Ukraine, the IAEA Director General noted that all of his seven pillars of nuclear safety and security had been completely or partially compromised. Russia must immediately withdraw its forces and grant Ukrainian authorities and IAEA inspectors unfettered access to all areas of ZNPP. As states party to the NPT, we all have an important part to play in maintaining trust in nuclear technologies, not just for energy purposes, but for health, agriculture, and climate applications. To do so, we must continually demonstrate our commitment to safety standards, security guidelines, and the robust application of safeguards. The UK fully supports the independent and impartial role of the IAEA in developing these standards and guidelines and in verifying states' compliance with their commitments under the NPT. Chair, the United Kingdom is committed to removing barriers to access to nuclear technologies for peaceful purposes. This is a priority for us in our work with the IAEA and under the UK and US-led sustained dialogue on peaceful uses. We are a long-standing supporter of the IAEA's work, including its program to support research, development, and transfer of peaceful nuclear technologies to its member states through the IAEA's Technical Cooperation Program and Peaceful Uses Initiative. We have contributed more than £5 million to the IAEA for this program this year alone. We have provided funding for projects to monitor changes in atmospheric processes as evidence of climate change, for research to assess the impacts of climate change on food security, and for projects to address marine plastic pollution. Chair, the UK is proud to champion the sustained dialogue on peaceful uses as part of a group of states parties who are raising the profile of nuclear technologies in addressing development challenges. Now in its second year, the sustained dialogue promotes international cooperation and aims to widen participation, ensuring and expanding the accessibility of peaceful uses of nuclear technology for development purposes. The programme brings a wide range of stakeholders together, including policymakers, the development community, scientific experts, the private sector, and of course the IAEA. In its first 2 years, the sustained dialogue has focused on promoting peaceful uses of nuclear science, paving the way for these technologies to advance water security in the Middle East and North Africa, improve outcomes for cancer patients in West Africa, and tackle food insecurity and malnutrition in Latin America and the Caribbean, Southeast Asia, and the Pacific. To build on this foundation, participants are developing additional activities across these continents to continue raising awareness, improving understanding, and increasing uptake of the part nuclear technologies can play in responding to development needs of participating nations. To demonstrate further this work at this PrepCom, the UK and US, alongside SDPU facilitator CRDF Global, hosted a side event on the dialogue on 25th July. The panel included national representatives, recent workshop participants, and the IAEA. It discussed activities to date, as well as sharing perspectives on improving peaceful nuclear technology use and empowering participants to contribute to future SDPU activities. Chair, as a practical means to support and champion the benefits of Pillar 3, we invite interested states parties to support the SDPU to improve and expand peaceful uses assistance. Thank you, Chair.
I think